everybody. We'd like to welcome you to our home and our next podcast, videocast. Johnny and I are excited to say Happy Rosh Hashanah a few weeks late.
A couple weeks late and Yom Kippur and all that, yeah.
So we've been traveling so much, it's been hard to keep Johnny home long enough for him to really give some time to the Lord and seek him about Rosh Hashanah and then write up the word that he typically gives every year. So we're going to do the next three sessions about Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to start off this first one talking about, first of all, what is Rosh Hashanah and why it's important. And then we're going to cover a little bit of the prophetic word. Now, we're not going to be covering the entirety of his Rosh Hashanah word for this year in these podcast sessions. So we would highly recommend, and I'll tell you how at the end, that you go back and actually read the word if this interests you. But we're going to give you some highlights, some teasers, and just some encouragement about what we sense God is doing in this new year, and specifically what Johnny is sensing. So, honey, why don't you just start by helping those who don't know yet what Rosh Hashanah even is and help us connect to it to understand why it's important to even talk about.
That's good. Well, hello, everyone. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, the head of the new year is literally what it means in the Hebraic calendar. And it runs on the lunar calendar, so that's why it's a little different. You can't just say it's a certain day this
right.
year. It began essentially sundown, I think, September 21st. And every year it's, again, a little bit different. But the importance of it is because even some of our original prophetic friends and the ones that are kind of senior prophetic people began noticing that the Lord does seem to shift us into a new place whenever there is the new year on the Hebraic calendar.
Right.
Obviously, the Lord can go on any calendar he wants, but that is actually the one he went on, the one he died and rose from. You know, he died on Passover. It was in keeping with that calendar. And then Pentecost was really when the Feast of Pentecost, there was a feast going on in Israel, went with it. So there's the reality that heaven seems to keep time with the Hebraic calendar. And so we want to take notice of that. And so we seek the Lord. I think it was Prophet Bob Jones pointed out that I think it's in the book of Jeremiah, that it was at Rosh Hashanah time that this is where the shepherds even would look at their sheep and make a determination.
Right.
They would go under the shepherd's rod and there would be a determination even over all sheep, what pastor they go to, basically the application for us is we go under the shepherd's rod at this time. And he essentially, for our purposes, he decides, you know what, you need to repeat that that last lesson of the last year. We could work on that one more time. You know, there's no failure with God. There's only, he keeps giving us more opportunities. But we do believe that there is a significant shift. Last year was huge. It was 5777 on the Hebraic calendar, 5,777. And numbers are particularly important in the Hebraic and the Jewish context,
mm-hmm.
and they carry significance. Every word carries significance, and every number, and seven, of course, becomes even, it's the most complete description of the Godhead. And we shared last year how it was an unprecedented year. It was a year where we were going to see the intervention, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, and
so let me interrupt
okay.
there. So back up for those of us that are maybe new to the whole idea of prophetic symbolism or whatever, it's very easy for people to assume that that people that have a prophetic perspective like you do, or like you're speaking of Bob Jones, different ones that we think of as prophetic voices. If you're not involved in that and that's not like something familiar to you, you can think, oh, that's just something cute that people that like to get something out of everything look into. But I think it's important for us to remember that this was all God's idea.
Yeah.
We're prophetic, all of us, whether we know it or not, we are wired prophetically because we're made in God's image. And God is like the ultimate prophet, right?
Exactly.
But he knew that as as ones set into this earthly setting, he knew that we would need very tangible, contextual opportunities to connect heaven to earth. And so he's the one that had the idea when he helped them even create the culture, the Hebraic culture, the culture of his chosen people, the Israelites. He helped them. He was very intentional with what he wanted them to do, how he wanted them to celebrate, how he wanted them to do life day to day. And so even in their language, it reflected the God that he revealed to them, the part of himself that he revealed to them. He was a God that said, numbers have significance, colors have significance, the time of year that you do everything, the ways that you do everything, literally the ways they washed their hands. He assigned purpose and meaning to the most menial tasks. And so when you're talking about numbers, it's not just, you know, Johnny or people like him have like this cute little prophetic thing going. This is God, right?
Not only that, there are multiple scriptures that, you know, really bear that out. There's a scripture that says he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We often think, hey, we just need to obey him. But we find out it's often not that easy. He's not just speaking audibly to most people is what we find out. 99.99%. Yeah. There's not just like, he's not just training us to be robots. He's a God who waits to be discovered.
Yeah.
And he's relational.
Searched out.
He's searched out. And, you know, he talks in Proverbs about it. It is essentially just to give the interpretation of the scripture there. He says basically that he likes to hide treasures and things mm-hmm. in communication. And it's a mark of royalty to even want to search it out. And so once you understand that about him, that he's a guy who he's a God who likes to have dots out there that we connect. It's part of discovery. It's part of relational growing. It's part of adventure with him.
Yeah.
And so they don't just stand out there and you're like, well, if God really wanted us to know that, he'd tell us that. No. Again, he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, not just those who recognize. And so
it's, okay, so going to the other extreme, I know that there are some people that they, even though they're not Jewish by birth, by race, they practice all things Hebraic very staunchly because they're so wanting to honor the God of the Old Testament. So where Johnny and I come from on that is that it's more of an invitation. Everything that we discover, that the ways he revealed himself as God to the Israelites in all these Old Testament stories that we have, those were all meant to be an invitation into, like you say, a relationship, an intimacy with God. And he's saying, this is a little taste of what I'm like. And then he gave us a huge taste of what he's like when he sent Jesus, and Jesus represented the Father to us. So we're still experiencing this unfolding of the knowledge of God. And everything that you and I talk about, everything that we personally do and give our energy to, the messages that we carry, that we're passionate about, we like to bring it all back to the whole purpose that we're all here on the earth. And so I want to do that even in the light of talking about what Rosh Hashanah is and you getting into more of the actual word. And the purpose of all of life is to know God and then make the parts of him that we've come to know, make them known, and to learn how to be loved by him, and then take that love that we experience from him and just radically and extravagantly give it away to others.
Right.
And give it away in ways that actually transform culture, that brings tangible real-life solutions. Okay, so that's the big picture, the knowledge of the glory of God filling the earth. And so how much more so filling our hearts? So when we talk about Rosh Hashanah, like everything else we talk about, we're talking about it in the context of what does this tell us about our God? So the fact that there is a Rosh Hashanah and we can look at it and mark it yearly tells us something about God. And then there's the other level of it tells us that that Rosh Hashanah, there's something specific for this year.
Right.
Gives us time and a moment to step aside and say, how was it last year? And what is it going to be like? And position our hearts accordingly. Position our hearts according to how last year went. And get a sense from God. How are you looking at us individually and collectively as the body of Christ? And as the world, those who know they're sons and daughters of God and those who don't yet know. So he's looking at us that way. So we're wanting to have this conversation with him. So we encourage you to do that with us through this word, and then do it individually for yourself and for the areas of responsibility that you have. The last thing I want to say about that is, again, we're also trying to help people understand through everything, all the messages that we carry, to learn to listen on a macro level and a micro level. Mm-hmm. And to always be applying things personally, but constantly also upscaling it to the bigger picture of what God wants to do through you in the context of his kingdom coming to earth in every area of culture. So we're continuing in that through this conversation about Rosh Hashanah. Thank you for answering the questions about what it is and why it's important. And now you're going to touch on the number significance. And you already said that 7 is a number of completion. So last year, what year was it on the Hebraic calendar?
5777.
So, and then that makes this year 5778. So why don't you spend the rest of our time just delving into that and what this last year you feel like has been like.
Yeah, and even the number 5 is a number of grace. And so last year, the 777, we spoke into it, even was looking back at the word I released for Rosh Hashanah, 5777. And I think my first paragraph was headed as in the days of Noah, a time of rest. And then I had ... and floods. And how the Lord had told me this would be a repeat of what we had seen. I'd seen 10 years ago at Rosh Hashanah, I think it was 10 years ago, when we were in Atlanta, where there was this whole supernatural thing that took place, but tied into, I was preaching a message of how it will be, how we will have the influence of heaven come on earth, and we will be raised up by his water, and it's like it was in the days of Noah. And so, and as I began to speak, it actually began to rain in Atlanta. And
that was crazy. Many, yeah, it was so intense.
We had been in 4 years of intense drought, and then it was a once in a thousand year rain in Atlanta that dominated the news. And the Lord said, now what you saw in Atlanta is about to go widespread, but it's really, the big deal is in the spirit. And of course, we see since that time, we have had the floods. We've had California record floods. We have had floods, Louisiana, many places, and obviously most recently, the hurricanes have come in and
just devastating floods
over 50
in Texas.
Inches, there. And even the what came through Florida recently, there was, I think, Jacksonville and Charleston, among other cities, had record floods. And so, but there's a, they're representing something, and there's a lot of things that aren't caused by God, but that he comes in on them and he speaks through them.
Right.
That's part of it. It says creation itself speaks to us. So that's one of the, you know, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. So they are without excuse. And so that's part of it. Again, back to this God of discovery. And so the shift for this year is 5778. First of all, the even as we go into the decade, we started as we were pointing these out, beginning with 5770, that the 70, the 70 represents a window. It represents an emphasis on learning to see. And that we're now in the
And you're not coming up with these ideas of 70 representing a window. This, again, is back to what's already known in the Hebraic culture even now.
It's what these numbers,
the meanings in Hebrew, what they actually mean.
Right. You have to extract by the Holy Spirit what they are, but it's the 70, the decade of the 70
represents
a window, learning to see.
Right.
And so that's been the emphasis for us for the body of Christ is learning to see. And we've been speaking
that.
So
true.
Every year, you know, the difference between, as we pointed out, Caleb and the 10 spies was one had anointed seeing, one had unanointed seeing. They were both seeing the same thing. Neither one actually lied, but one of them was considered a lie because it was unanointed. They didn't know how to see. They were seeing the enemy in an expanded way. And so because they saw the enemy so up close, they could not see the rest of it. And so this is an important time. We're now in the last decade, the 5778. The 8 is a number of new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we've shifted into. There was a massive transitional year last year, world shifting year. I think
so true.
The future we'll come back and look at, you know, the year we had the craziest election ever, most unexpected candidate, non-politician wins in President Donald Trump. We had the Brexit vote totally surprised the experts there. And so there's all kinds of things that took place last year that have just shifted the whole terrain before us. And now we've shifted into a new beginning. And so there's a new way with a new doorway And those are some of the things we're going to get into in the upcoming podcast.
So I highly recommend that you go onto our website, johnnyandelizabeth.com, and then click on blogs, and you'll find Johnny's Rosh Hashanah word there in depth. I think you can even print it from there. And it's long, but it's really worth the read. Even just from just a moment of you sharing right there, you talked about anointed seeing versus unanointed seeing. And we are in these the 70s, the 71, 72, now we're in 78. We're still in this decade of really learning to see correctly, to perceive correctly. And we've had this recent talk of fake news. And
yeah.
And I, in the Word, you get more into that. And you talk about that in detail. So you don't want to miss that. And I highly recommend people go in to our website and read that. And next time on part two of these three sessions, we're going to talk specifically about what God has been speaking through the hurricanes. And, you know, no matter what you believe, how that's come in, I think you're going to find some interesting conversation and perspective from Johnny. So you know it will be a hope-filled perspective. And I just want to pray over them.
Yeah, real quick. That sounds good.
Father, we just bless those that are listening or watching to this. And here we are in this new season, this new Rosh Hashanah 5778. And we're all learning to see you and what you're doing in the earth correctly. And so we just want to yield to that process and say yes again. And Johnny and I just bless every single person, God, as they are positioning themselves for this new season, this new year in you and with you. And we bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.